Welcome to the DVD. It's the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Danya Powers, and today I want to talk about something that every woman I work with experiences at some point on her journey, and that's setbacks, the hard weeks, the unexpected detours, and the moments when the scale is going up instead of down, or nothing really seems to be working at all. But here's what I want to tell you right out of the gate today, you guys. Your progress is not canceled just because you have a hard week. I know it feels like we want to throw in the towel after one bad week or one bad meal. I know how loud that shame talk can get along the way. Sorry, I'm always hitting my mic. Sorry, guys. But that's exactly why this conversation matters so much, truly, because setbacks are part of our life as human beings. I'm going to take you back for a minute. Some of you know my story, some of you don't. But when I turned 40, I started noticing weight creeping on. And I started noticing it in the form of about 10 pounds per year. First year, not a big deal. It's just 10 pounds. I wasn't sitting on the couch eating junk. I was teaching up to 17 classes a week. I wasn't skipping workouts. When I say classes, I was a group fitness instructor. Every single one of them were fitness oriented. But my body was changing and nothing that I used to do worked anymore. I was eating about 1,200 calories a day and I was putting on 10 pounds a year and nothing made sense. And I felt worse and worse and worse. The way that it felt was I felt like everything was really out of control. And I felt like everything was that I was needing to hide it. I was very ashamed of it. I didn't understand what was happening. I did every diet known to man. I did keto. I did Atkins. I did vegan for a year and a half. That's where I gained the most weight. And the frustration, the confusion, all of those things were a big part of it. I felt like my body had betrayed me. I was blaming myself for something that wasn't my fault. And by the time I realized how far it had gone, I was at 50 pounds. And we were at a family outing, and I came home and passed out on a concrete floor in my basement. And I was by myself. I didn't know that I had high blood pressure. I had no awareness of my blood pressure being high. And I, for the most part, had stayed healthy for years, so I wasn't great about going to the doctor, so I didn't know my numbers. I didn't know my cholesterol was high, and I didn't understand what was happening inside of my own body. I felt like a stranger in my own body. And some of you can relate to that. I did what most of us do. I went to my doctors, multiple doctors, for about 18 months looking for answers. And you know what I got? I got a prescription pad. Take these shots. Take these pills. Try this. Try that. But I never had anybody ask about my nutrition. Not once. Not one time. They do a random, you know, get on a Mediterranean diet. Like, what does that even mean to them? They don't even know. They don't know. I had no recommendation for my stress. I had no help and information about my sleep. I had no help and information about my hormones. No one was teaching me how my body had changed at this stage of life. No one. No one had that information. And I felt very alone. I felt dismissed. And I think the worst part was I felt like maybe this was how it was supposed to be. And something inside me knew that I didn't come this far to give up, that there was a solution out there, and it wasn't going to be from any doctor. It wasn't from any OBGYNs. It wasn't from people checking my hormone levels. It wasn't from anything. So I hired a coach. And the coach, the first thing that my coach did was teach me how to dive into my nutrition. My coach taught me how to learn how to eat in a way that worked for my body, because my coach knew exactly what was happening to me. I learned how to move in a way that honored my metabolism. That meant I needed to pull back on how much I was exercising. I was genuinely exercising too much to support this stage of life that I was in. And I needed to really pull back and change how I was exercising, because half of those classes were cardio driven. And at this age, that actually works you backwards. I learned how to pivot when things got hard instead of quitting. And that's how I came to be with the knowledge that I have about women over 40. I took everything that I had and poured it back into my business. I started this business in 2012. And I just started working and really focusing, because I just felt like there was no voice for women over 40. And that's where this came from, right? Here's the truth that I need you to hear today from that. The only thing that truly stops your progress is giving up, is quitting. That is the only thing that truly stops your progress. Because you're hearing this because you want to know the truth. You're hearing this because you want to be able to change. You're hearing this because you're not trying to turn to shots and pills and all of the, you know, chronic side effects that come with things like that. A bad week does not erase the good weeks that came before it. So as you're walking your journey, if you're having any kind of setbacks, understand that a setback doesn't mean that you're starting back at zero. It just doesn't. I want you to imagine this. We talk about using GPS a lot, but I use GPS like crazy because I am super geographically challenged. But imagine that this is like your GPS. Have you ever seen the GPSs that have like the personality on commercials and stuff? But you miss a turn or whatever, or it's like taking you to McDonald's. But what happens when you miss a turn? The GPS doesn't shut off and be like, you are SOL. Bye, Felicia. It doesn't. It does a recalculation. That's what a GPS does. One wrong turn doesn't cancel the whole trip. It just doesn't. We just need to recalculate, right? And that's what I'm here for. So we're going to talk about how to pause, how to pivot, and how to progress. So this is the pause is where you stop the spiral. The pause is where you are like, whoo, I blew it. And that's what takes over. Like you just have that thought process, right? Just acknowledge the setback without judgment. That's really important because, okay, this week didn't go the way I planned. Or, okay, yesterday didn't go the way I planned. Okay, I had no plan for the weekend, so I didn't follow any kind of a plan. Or I missed workouts. Or I grabbed fast food. There's actually some fast food options. I do grab fast food occasionally. Or I let stress eating win. You know, those things are part of our normal life. Every single person goes through it. If you hear all of these loud noises, my son is making food in the kitchen and he's so loud. I'm so sorry. But listen, that is part of what we do, podcasting at home, and we're hanging out together, right? So, and plus, if you have a teenage son, you know, all they do is eat. They're just giant mouths walking around. So, but let's say that you did get through your week and you didn't have everything go as planned. That's the pivot point. And that's where you have to get really good at pivot. That Friends episode is still one of my favorites. Pivot! Pivot! If you don't know it, it's really important that you go look it up. And that also makes me feel really old if you don't know what that is. But ask yourself, what can I do right now to move forward, even just a little bit? What can I do right now to move forward, even just a little bit? Because it's not about an overhaul. It's not punishment cardio, which is kind of what I used to do. Like, oh, we drank beer all weekend. I'm going to do some punishment cardio. It's, can I hit my water intake today? What can I do that I have control of? Water is usually a really simple one to go to. And that's the ones where I will redirect my clients. Well, get your water in today. We're going to count that win. You have to have something to win that day. What's your water intake? What should it be? 96 to 128 ounces if you're trying to lose weight. Just start drinking more water. Why is that important? Because your body is made of 75% water. It needs it. So shut up about it and drink it. Okay? Fair enough? Can I get my steps in? Is that another one? Look at your step counter. If you don't have a step counter, you need one. Why? Because we're old. We need a step counter. You need to pay attention to that. So if you're getting less than 6,000 steps in a day, they've done study after study after study, you won't live as long as somebody who gets more than 6. Would you like to live longer? I do. I want to be here like irritating the devil to my dying breath. Every single day I want him to be like, ah, crap, she's up. That's what I want for my life. So can I make my next meal a balanced plate? Can I get my protein in? Can I look at where I'm at with my fats and proteins and carbs? Can I throw some more colors in, some different colors of vegetables and fruits? How can you win? What is the next thing that you can do right now to make the next decision the better one? Because it's the next decision that counts. So after we pivot, now we have progress. Okay? How do you progress? The progress comes from when you stop waiting to feel motivated, you just shut up about it, and you do the next right thing. You could talk about it all day long. I'm going to feel motivated. I don't feel motivated. Who cares if you don't feel motivated? Motivation is such a lie from the pit of hell. And you can't wait for something that is just a fleeting feeling. You can't wait for those things, or you are never going to get anywhere in your life. You're always going to feel very stuck, and you're always going to be waiting for the right moment. It's never going to be here. Shut up about it. Just start moving. It's going to be okay. Just make the next decision the right thing to do. Okay? It doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to happen. So here's what I want to break it down even further, because I think it's really important. So now we know how to pivot and progress forward, make progress. A setback happens to you. Life, schedules, stress, sickness, hormones. Self-sabotage is what happens from you. So a setback happens to you, and that we have to learn how to pivot from that point. But self-sabotage happens from you. So when you let one setback be the reason that you give up entirely, you have already lost. So the power of is in your pivot, not in perfection. Slow progress is still progress. My divas know how to say that over and over and over, because slow progress is still progress. It's not about perfection. It is about consistency. It's about learning how to pivot so that you can find that consistency. And if you're listening to this today while you are cleaning, while you are driving, while you are multitasking, I want you to pause and think. Where in your life have you let one setback convince you that you have failed? Where? I know I've done that before. I don't do that anymore. I don't have time for that crap. But I'm sure you've done that, because we've all done that. And what would it look like if you did a pause, pivot, progress instead? You adapt so that you can be consistent. Because consistency is not about being perfect. It's about adapting, because life is not perfect. It's a walking mess of adaptation, so that we move forward with life. It's moving forward. It's an interstate moving forward, regardless of whether we want to go forward. It's going forward. I'm sitting here watching kids that I used to teach dance when they were 3 years old be ready to drive cars. So it's a forward motion that's happening around you, and it's going to go forward no matter if you jump on it or not. Do you want to be moving forward, or do you want to always be looking backward and feeling stuck? You have to ask yourself, what do I want from this life? And I want a different life. I hope that you want a different life. I don't want to be stuck in the Danya that was feeling very vulnerable and very much felt terrible. I felt awful all the time. I could barely get out of, you know, I'd get home, I couldn't get out of the chair. I would sit down, the people would ask me to do things, my family, no. You get that from me. I felt awful. Your family needs you. They need more of you. Don't steal that from them. They need you. You are wanted and you are needed here. Listen, if this episode hit home for you today and you're ready to stop starting over, you're ready for real tools, real support, I want to invite you to my coaching program, my one-to-one coaching program. I will have 5 openings starting May 1st, which is coming soon. Whenever this episode releases today, we're recording on April 25th. But I want 5 women, I'm looking for 5 ladies that need to lose 20 to 30 pounds in the next 90 days and up to 10 inches off of their waist. It's not a cookie cutter plan. It's customized for you. It's built for you, your body, your hormones, your life. So you can message me the word ready. You can find me at Danya Powers EC on TikTok and Danya Powers EC on Instagram. You can find me at Danya Powers on Facebook. And on YouTube, you can find me at Empowered Coaching with Danya Powers. So let's talk about what's possible for you. Just reach out. I'm always the one that answers my messages. It's always me that you'll talk to. And you know what? If a group program, a challenge feels like more fun to you, I have a Bikini Blueprint Challenge starting May 5th. You are welcome to join us. The first 10 ladies are $197. That's filling up fast. And you're going to have basically all that you need to jumpstart your summer and feel good and feel confident. It's less about the bikini and more about you. But listen, your progress is not canceled just because life got hard. And I don't want you to feel that way. And I don't want you to feel like this is the end of your story. Setbacks happen. They're not the end of your story. There's part of it. So stay in the game. One day, one choice at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.